Hey ho, what do you know? It's time for the Matt Dean Clark Show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the podcast that critics around this nation of ours are calling Winter is officially over, and hopefully this podcast is next. Okay.
They're smart.
All right. Thank you for that. Keep them coming in. We love the positive praise, so thank you for that. With us this week, we have Brett.
Hello.
The man that you choose to have and go get Taco Bell with and cover your entire back seat with 70% Taco Bell. The Sax Man Saxon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes. How are you
give
doing?
Me your back seat. I will give you my Taco Bell.
Need to switch you've been exclusively to burritos because yeah. It's hard to spill out of a burrito.
Right. No, you need to
don't give me a Taco Bell.
You need
Bell.
To switch over to only napkins.
Yeah.
Officially.
Yeah, eat napkins. Yeah.
We had Taco Bell last weekend. The next day when I checked my back seat, it was all cheese and hot sauce. And also you did this thing which was interesting.
He used the seatbelt as a napkin.
As a napkin, yeah. No, the Kleenex. I have a Kleenex box in case anyone needs a Kleenex. Right, that's good. Conscientious. If someone needs a little boogie, they can just pull one Kleenex out of the box. The entire box. You must have needed one really bad. The entire box was ripped open.
Oh my god!
From side to side, so it was just everything was a.
I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, yeah.
Show it to me.
I threw it away. You didn't throw it away.
No, it's there.
You
throw
the box. There?
Yeah. It is there. It is there. And also with us, ladies and gentlemen, Clark, and it is his birthday.
Oh!
Clark Wilson, happy birthday!
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Clark Wilson.
Try straight over.
Whoa, I'll have to cut that out. Happy birthday to you. All right. Sorry about the singing, but happy birthday, Clark.
Are you done?
Yeah. How do you feel?
Fine.
Do you feel older?
You're 40.
You're 40 now.
I felt old forever.
This is the big 40. Is that does that do anything for you?
No.
Yeah, I feel like my 40. I'm not. It's coming. It's right around the corner. Brett and I have birthdays on like one day and then the next day, back to back. And
you might as well just celebrate it at midnight.
Yeah.
The day in between.
Exactly. That is a fact. So that's kind of a little bit of checking in. We're doing the checking in segment right now. I guess the only other thing is what was kind of cool is I left. This was a few months ago. I went to Vegas and watched the live Joe Bob Briggs hosts this show where he watches a movie and he interrupts the movie every 10, 15 minutes, talks about the movie behind the scenes, all this stuff. So he did a live taping in Vegas. And so I was there. And so they just aired that special last week, last Friday. Oh. That was the big premiere.
Took that long to edit?
Yeah. Yep. Well, they did. They had some issues. Funny question to ask, Brett, because I was watching it. Guess who pops up in one of the breaks?
Clark Wilson.
Mr. Clark Wilson. Happy birthday. No. No, it was me. I popped up
on the break?
Really? After they
did they do
put
Q&A
it in the notes.
And you did a
You gotta put
Q?
In the show notes.
What's that?
They do Q&A and you were a Q?
No. It was they showed
he was
some a. I was a, they showed some of the movie and when they came back from the movie, they do bumpers in the audience. Yeah, they do the pan of the crowd.
Oh.
And I remember at the time, I was like, okay, I see everyone doing the same thing where they wave. Or they're like, hey, Joe Bob, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, what can I do that could be different? And I was wearing a Joe Bob hat for the Jamboree.
Oh, yeah?
So that's too on the nose, man.
Well, what'd you do?
When the camera guy came up,
yeah.
And he's just been filming everyone saying, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yep.
So he comes up to me, and I point to the hat. And he zeroes in on it. So he puts the camera right up to the hat. I go like that.
Yeah.
And then he pans out to me and I go, double gun, thumbs up, and then double gun again. And then that's what they showed the entire time.
Wow.
And then it cut right back to Joe Bob.
You're an American hero.
American hero.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're a star.
Yeah.
Not all heroes wear capes, right?
Right. No.
That's a proven
fact. They wear a flat-billed hat.
and sweaters over
other sweaters.
Other sweaters.
12 sweaters.
Yeah, I don't know what you got going on over there, but yeah. That's amazing. That's awesome.
So it's really cool.
Where can we watch this?
You can watch that on show notes. You can watch it on Shudder, AMC, AMC Plus. From there, let's do TV. This is Random TV Reviews of the Week. We were just talking about Joe Bob's show. So it's called The Last Drive-In. That's on Shudder, AMC Plus. Maybe
that's not
AMC.
TV, though. That's kind of TV. Movie.
I call it TV still. It's kind of a hybrid.
It's like TM. USA TM, Up All Night.
TM movie. Right. We should figure out a slang word for the hybrid.
Yeah.
Like TV movie or like... Tubi. Streaming only, Tubi. Tubi.
That's a real thing, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I think that's a streaming service.
Tubi?
Tubi, yeah.
Oh. Not Tubi.
Tubi.
So, yeah, TV.
Oh, you.
Guys.
Yeah, that's one for the birthday boy.
That's one for the birthday boy. Now, gentlemen, what.
Oh, God.
What a clap.
Blowing on my eardrums.
That is a loud clap. He was directly clapping into your
face. Yeah, well, I could see the levels in there, like through the
birthday
room.
Boy.
All right, TV reviews. Do either of you guys have anything that you've seen this week that you're into?
Brett,
just more Shogun.
Yep. Did you watch?
No, I did not watch last night's episode.
Great episode.
But I'm caught up through to that.
I watched episode 5.
They've all been great. I don't think any of them have been bad.
Second one, I think, for the most part.
What?
Yeah. Hmm. Up till the end, nothing happens. It's all dialogue.
Well, hardly anything really happens in the, in the show other than dialogue.
But you finished the fourth one, right?
Yeah, with the cannons.
Yes, the cannon.
How much of that was practical and how much was CGI?
I think it was a good portion of both because at the beginning of episode 5, they're actually... There's a little bit of a spoiler.
The aftermath.
It's the aftermath, and they're taking out pieces of bodies, so it's all the practical.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
it's pretty great, crazy. I loved it. I'm gonna say Shogun still going good.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. Love this show.
I saw the very end of The Bachelor, and the woman from Becker, Minnesota, got the first rose again.
Nice.
She's through to the finals.
There you go.
She's
that's
gonna
great.
Get dumped at the very end.
I think she's going to win.
She's going to win.
Write it down. She's she's
winning. She should. She's so charismatic. I think she's great.
She's beautiful. She has a cool backstory where her family owned a Christmas tree farm, and she's Midwest solid. Yeah. So.
She has cochlear ears, though.
What? She has a cochlear implant.
Yeah. What did I say?
Cochlear ears.
It sounds Coca-Cola ears.
Yeah. I don't think I said that.
It sounds like it sounded like you guys.
Let's listen back. But.
But yeah, and that doesn't matter.
That sounds like Clark's in love.
I think he's getting dumped. Yeah, she's getting dumped by him.
No, she's gonna win.
She'll bounce back.
She's gonna win.
I hope
that happens.
From there, let's go to entertainment news and comic books of the week. Let's start with one. This was kind of interesting. Now, it plays into a review that I'm going to be doing later on in the show for a movie. I did see Love Lies Bleeding. I'm going to give you my review on that later on in the show. But this, I don't know if you heard about this. A man from Detroit was just arrested. That was not me. For allegedly masturbating at a screening of Kristen Stewart's latest film, Love Lies Bleeding. Craziness.
Did you see the pic?
No.
What a nice movie theater. He has like a little table and like, I mean, it's like Rogers where it's got like the fancy recliner leather. It's probably fake leather, but recliner. But it had a really nice table and he's got like 2 vapes. It looked like he was doing blow.
Yeah, probably.
And then like a bunch, like he's got like a little.
No, was it like an Alamo Draft House where they
It looked like it, but I don't think it wasn't quite like an Alamo.
I bet you that sounds to me like it would be one of those. There's somebody that posted a very not safe for work photo of a man passed out at a screening and he was exposed on Thursday night. He went to go see Love Lies Bleeding. Oh, so this other guy said, I went to go see Love Lies Bleeding and this guy was cranking one out.
How does he know that? He didn't see it.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I guess he doesn't totally know.
Allegedly cranking one out.
And so it says that the man is next to a table filled with an opened package of cigarettes, a vape, and one unopened bottle of Fireball whiskey. So it sounds like a real class act, that guy. Other news, Richard Simmons. I always like to, you know, whenever there's a time where I can point out a story.
Is he still alive?
That somewhat relates to me. Yes, but he did post, he posted a something on his social media that says, I am ... dying. And so people were freaking out. Like, what is this guy doing? Is this a cry for help?
I mean, we're all dying.
Well, so he said, I have some news to tell you. Please don't be sad. I am dying. He goes, I can see your faces now. The truth is, we're all dying. Every day we live, we're getting closer to our death. Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to enjoy your life to the fullest every single day. Get up in the morning, look at the sky, count your blessings, and enjoy. Tell the ones that you love them. I love you guys. Hug those people and children who you really care for. A big hug really goes a long way. I can tell you this. Now, this is why I bring up the story, because anytime I can humble brag, is I'm going to take the chance to do it. I worked with Richard Simmons on Dancing with the Stars, and he has given me multiple hugs during the production, and he gives good hugs. So I can say.
Does he lift you up?
He does. Yep. So there you go. Hug the people you love. Comic book news. We'll go to some new comic books. This one that I'm loving right now. This is Monster Tag Team, the Boogeyman versus the Scarecrow. Well done. Great book. All black and white. Check it out.
Except for the cover.
But really good, super violent, over-the-top blood and violence, but actually really good story that backs it up. But a good tag team story and fight. Highly recommend. And then the new issue of Shudder, number 16. Check that out with...
Look at that Frank cover.
Yeah, Frazetta. Yeah. Frank Frazetta right on the cover.
Go up a little bit.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Check that out.
Oh, wow. That's why Clark, you know...
That's tame. Cover.
Yeah, that's tame compared to,
The lion is?
Yep.
Or the lion.
Yeah, the lion is
tame in that line. Yeah. Wow. From there, let's go to movies. This is movies of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go right to it. Clark, Brett, what have you seen this week that you're into?
I watched The Samurai.
Yes.
French, like, noir movie.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
It sounds super familiar. Is it Les Samurai or?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think I have seen that
I'm
one.
I'm not French, so I said The Samurai.
Gotcha. I've been
meaning to watch these guys' movies because a while ago I saw Kyle MacLachlan on Criterion Collection do, like, his, like, picks. So it's like a closet with a bunch of movies, and they pick, like, movies out to recommend. And he picked The Red Circle. It's like Le Cirque Rouge.
Yeah.
And that same director did The Samurai. The same actor in both those movies, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
I feel like I fucked
he
with
plays
the samurai
a hitman.
A little bit.
It's a hitman who like has to establish an alibi. Super cool movie. Really good movie.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it.
The Samurai? Cool.
Yep.
It is. So you'll give it a good or not good?
I'll give it a good.
Like not
good. I mean, it's a classic. Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's awesome. So we teased this a little bit earlier. Yeah. I saw Love Lies Bleeding. Now, this is a romantic thriller directed by Rose Glass, and it's got Dave Franco, Kristen Stewart, Katie O'Brien, Jenna Malone, and Ed Harris in probably one of his creepiest roles. I cannot recommend this movie more. I loved it. And I think that it's just one of these movies that's like, it's really good soundtrack, really kind of this pulpy movie stylistic. But, and I think actually Kristen Stewart's a really great actress. And I think she's one of the best actresses we have out there.
Really? I think she's pretty wooden.
I think she's good. I think she's a horrible talk show guest.
Oh, 100%, because we saw her
on
live.
Conan O'Brien. Yeah. He was struggling. That was crazy seeing that. Yeah, we saw Conan O'Brien taping.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, she's probably gotten a lot better, I would assume. But yeah, so Love Lies Bleeding.
Other woman looks super buff.
She's super buff in it, yeah. And that's a whole storyline, is she's trying to get so buff and do a strong woman competition and win that.
Yeah, but aren't they they're like bank robbers, or isn't it like a heist movie?
No, not really. It's Ed Harris is Kristen Stewart's father, who's like kind of a mob guy and a gun runner, and he kills a lot of people and gets rid of bodies in this one place. And Kristen Stewart is attempting to possibly expose her dad.
Ooh.
And everything. So it's really
classic.
Good,
yeah.
Yeah, classic Christmas story.
We've all been there.
We've all been there. The other one,
suppose our dads. Yeah,
yeah. The other one is Imaginary, which is a Blumhouse flick, PG-13 horror.
Blum or Bloom?
Blum.
Blum.
Blum. Yeah.
How do you spell it?
B-L-U-M.
There's no E.
Yeah.
Two M's or one M?
I guess B-L-U-M would be Bloom, wouldn't it? No, yeah. Wouldn't, Brad.
It would
it's
be Blum.
Blumhouse.
Yeah.
It's
depends Blumhouse. On where you live and.
Yeah. But so PG, Minnesota. PG-13 horror, I'm usually not a fan of. You know my stance on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not into it. There's a few.
You like the dark, dirty stuff.
I like
stuff.
The dark, dirty stuff. Yeah. There's a few exceptions to the rule. Drag Me to Hell, I think, is a great horror.
Well, you got
to
use music.
Why? Yeah.
Like, music needs to be key. A big factor.
Hmm. Yep. But this one, it gets too convoluted. It's all about an imaginary friend that this kid has that becomes like a killer bear. And then it goes into this dream fantasy world. It just got, to me, too much and too kind of, yeah, too over the top. So I'm going to have to say that that is Imaginary. Good or not good? Not good. Let's do, every once in a while here on the show, we like to do a thing we call the taste test. That's where we try a product, a food, a beverage, something that maybe you haven't had. And we try it for you, so we can tell you, yeah, you should try it, definitely. Or stay far away from this product. This is the worst thing we've ever had.
Yeah.
So we have something very special in
very
store.
Very special. This is a very special.
Very special taste test.
Clark, birthday special.
No. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Clark Wilson.
You
happy birthday to you. Gemma Saxon, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Gemma Saxon, my sister.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Come in. Yeah. Her birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday.
So my sister and Clark share a half birthday together.
Cool.
But what did we?
You
what
did.
Did what
you
did
got
we get
them.
For you? What did we get for you, Clark?
Would you go get these?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. What are they?
They're the Little Caesars Crazy Puffs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Nice.
Heck yeah.
So what made you...
You didn't need to buy this many. You bought one box.
What made you think of this product for taste test, Clark? Because you had them
going
on the...
crazy online.
Okay. And what's so crazy about it? What are people loving about it?
The puffs. Clearly, they're called Crazy Puffs.
Well, let's break into that crazy bad boy.
They're just
see.
Little mini... They're like... Mini pan pizzas that were made in muffin tins.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to try
them.
Let's go. And so, yeah, your initial reactions, Brett, what do you think?
I think I'm going to love these.
Okay. Let's break into it. Let's hand these bad boys out.
Hand them out. Cheese? What do you got?
I'll do a pep.
I don't need, I'd have one of each.
Pep?
I don't need to eat
do
four of them.
Thank you. Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. This is a crazy puffs.
This is pepperoni bread if you want a pepperoni.
So now I am a little surprised that this is like a big craze because Little Caesars you don't usually associate with, like, you know.
Yeah, they're popular.
Are they popular?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I've always loved Little Caesars, but I feel like I don't hear a lot about Little Caesars anymore.
These look pretty wild. I mean, maybe a little burnt up top.
Oh, they're pretty caramelized.
Maybe a little, caramelized, but.
All right. You guys
think
ready?
Be good.
You guys ready to give her a try?
Let's go.
These look hella greasy.
Yeah,
I don't want that one you've been touching, Brett.
Oh, wait.
Brett's touch them all. Cheers.
It does. It looks like it's made in a muffin tin.
I'm going to put the rest in your back seat of your car later.
Thank you.
What I can tell you right now is Little Caesars goes great with black coffee. Okay, so initial reaction, it's a little tough to bite into with the muffin, you know, kind of texture.
The bottom.
Yeah. The bottom, sure. But the rest of it's really good. Great pizza flavor. Yeah. I'm digging it. I'm going to go good or not good. I'm going good.
Yeah. These and, I'm going to second Matt's observations and critique.
Uh-huh.
Because these have been sitting in the oven since noon. No.
Since I asked Matt if he could swing
since
by.
Since yesterday at noon.
Well, I did tell you about these like last weekend. Yeah, and I was like, oh, we should get some. Yeah. But
that's when we got them last weekend.
The store closed.
Brett got them last weekend. But there you go. I'd say, I think it was, you said good.
It's all good. I mean, it's just like greasy, cheesy pizza. Come on. Mm. I'll eat shit pizza.
Right.
So I'm on the record saying that.
Yep. I feel like I would too. So there you go. Three goods. Check it out. From there, let's do advice. This is everyone's favorite segment of the week. This is the advice segment. We'll start with, let's see, what's a good one we can start with? Parent is embarrassed that their college grad son is a bartender.
Oh, now this is perfect.
This is perfect because, Brett, you have been a career bartender.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so when
did my mom cement this?
This is cement. Easy for you to say. This is from Marietta Saxon.
Never graduated college.
But when people ask, the parent is embarrassed. This parent is embarrassed to admit that their college grad son works as a bartender. Brett, what do you have to say to that?
She's not going to be embarrassed anymore when they get when she gets a divorce with her husband, and then they start some sort of like E&M poly relationship, and I can go on and on. It can be a wild ride. So yeah, she shouldn't be embarrassed.
Well, what is the degree in? Did they go to like doctor school? They went to med school, and he's
I think it's more
bartender.
It's more that the mom has an issue with the job bartending. Have you ever come across?
Yeah, I think the mom just has an issue with herself.
Right. Yeah,
that's she Mormon? That would explain a lot.
Have you ever had people be surprised or have be a certain way about bartending?
Sure.
I feel like why? Why really?
Sure. Yeah. I think there's some people out there.
Yeah.
Who don't like it?
Don't like bartending situations. Yeah. Well, it's weird because I see for ghost hunting.
That's my advice. Yeah.
That's great advice.
It's great advice, yeah.
It wasn't advice.
Yeah.
They don't like it. Sometimes.
When I worked on Ghost Hunters, there was this one coffee shop I'd go to where she was there was one lady.
Who's
specifically.
She?
There was a bartender. Hmm. Or not bartender. What do you call
barista.
It? A barista. Yeah. And she was She was an older lady.
Oh, older.
And she said that she didn't want to serve me because she thought that the show and doing that kind of stuff was messing with demons and
her
all this
juju,
stuff.
Her aura, her juju. Or
no,
like...
no, just messing with demons, and so that was so she wouldn't serve me. It was this one of
wow.
those. Really, but that I can't see with bartending, why people have some kind of issue with that.
Is that legal?
I'm serving the demons. Yeah,
you're being discriminated against.
Yeah, it was weird. But if you're a parent and don't like what your child does, I think you're fine. You should disown them. Easy, just cut them out right there. That's the way to do it. That's the way to be a good, loving parent, I feel like.
Hmm.
This parent should be up for parent of the year.
What if they went to bartending college? Is there a higher learning for mixology?
Yeah, of course. There's sommelier for wine. There's Cicerone for beer. If you're a beer Cicerone, that's the sommelier for wine. And then there's the cocktail. You can go to all the speed rail events. There's things for this.
Because it's legitimate. It's legitimate things. That's why I don't understand why that parent was I don't know. That's a weird one.
But there's so many. Yeah, there's so many other degenerates who just
that get into that field.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's any field. Any field, there's degenerates.
Right. Is there?
Yeah. Look at Little Caesars. All right, from there, let's do random news of the week, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to California, where a group of University of California, Berkeley students showed their love of public transportation by traveling to all 50 Bay Area transit stations in a record-breaking 5 hours and 47 minutes.
They went to all stations?
Yep, and so all 50, and they publicly urinated in 47 of them. So not too bad. They can do better, but not too bad.
That wasn't a Guinness record?
That one wasn't.
Is the record?
Yeah.
No,
bring it to
us. Urinating? I don't know.
Bring it to us.
The members of UC Berkeley's transportation grad students, so they got the record for fastest time to visit all 50 BART stations. Brett, have you ridden
these
the BART?
These are grad students who are going for record for peeing, and this woman is upset that her kid bartends.
No, the peeing thing's not real.
Oh.
Yeah. The real
you got God, Clark. Sorry. Yeah, you I know it's your birthday.
You
so
got
we'll
God.
You,
yeah.
we'll let you go on this one, but yeah. You got God.
But yeah, no, heavy. Yeah, exactly. Heavy on the edit on this one. Yeah. But BART stations, Brett, have you been?
I have, yeah.
Okay. And what do you think?
They're fine. I mean, they're like,
I prefer Homer's stations.
I knew that was coming from you.
Again, the stations,
you,
yeah.
Again, you get a pass because it's your birthday. That's the only reason.
The bad jokes.
Yeah, I have to be amazing from now on. Yeah.
You do.
That ain't happening.
You usually are, though.
But there you go.
But
so
today
the,
I'm not.
Today you're not.
The team broke the previous best-known record in time of 5 hours and 49 minutes.
Ooh.
There you go with that. Brett, craziest thing you've seen on a subway?
Ooh.
a murder?
Did you witness a murder? Yeah. Did you participate?
No, but there was that one just recently in New York.
Murder? No.
I've seen crazy things. I've seen public defecations. I've almost stepped in real poop.
You've seen
human
poop? I mean, I've also stepped in that. Yeah, too.
You've stepped in it?
We all have. Yeah, yeah.
I haven't.
That's not.
I've only been to New York once.
Yeah, that's not.
We rode the subway. Yeah,
without me.
Oh yeah, I was like
best friend.
I was like 14 years old. We went to Blue Man Group.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You weren't even in New York yet.
You stepped in poop then?
No.
You haven't lived.
I walked around it.
You haven't lived if you haven't stepped in poop.
You haven't stepped in blue goo.
From there, we go to Mississippi, where a Mississippi highway where beekeepers were summoned to round up thousands of bees when an 18-wheeler hauling their hives overturned. And in case you were wondering, Jason Statham was not harmed in the incident. Tough crap.
They should have crashed into peanut butter.
Yeah.
I loved peanut butter with honey instead of jelly.
Yeah,
as a kid.
Oh yeah, did you?
Yeah.
For me, it's always like I'm not a huge honey fan because it's so sticky. I just call it stick. I'm not a big fan of it because I feel like then I have to shower for 2 weeks straight to get all the honey off.
Why are you getting
you
it all over you?
I feel like you just
you're like that woman who was on the cut. What was that band? She like they covered her in
Bay
honey
City
or
Rollers,
whatever,
yeah.
And they say like she got
died.
Stuck to the it was dye.
Some say that she died on
it's
it.
It's like all
fake.
Made up.
Yeah, yeah,
she's live.
Sold a lot of records though, but that
roller coaster that was
love,
the
Bay City Rollers.
Was that?
Yeah, but they say that. You can hear her screaming.
Yeah, the screams were her.
That's
just makeup shit.
Yeah, that's so BS. But beekeepers from some honey farms in Woodville were summoned to the scene to help round up the bees and help with the overturned truck.
Well, you just find the queen, and then they all follow suit.
Exactly, yeah. Adams County EMA, it's that easy.
That's how it works.
It's that easy, Brad. Adams County EMA Director Brad Bradford. What a funny name.
Oh,
Brad.
His name is Brad Bradford.
Brad,
Matt
Brad
Matthewson.
Like Brett Bretson.
Brad.
That's your new name now, Brett. Brett Bretson. Said the scene was not cleared until 7 a.m. And he said, this was my first bee catastrophe. Come on, Brad. Get out of the out of the biz.
Brad's escalated to chief.
He also added that it was not beautiful.
He
didn't say
he's hired to queen bee.
But yeah, he was fired for those jokes. He said the bees remained calm during the incident because it was after dark and the hives were covered in a tarp. The majority stayed in the vicinity after the wreck and were able to be contained. So that's good news.
Wow.
No injuries. I think it's great news.
Yeah.
No injuries were reported as a result of the crash or the ensuing bee swarm.
Ooh,
every bee
the swarm.
Stings though.
Were you ever stung by a bee?
Every bee has a sting.
Childhood friend and I were like playing on like the riverbank, and we were near a tree that had a beehive in it, and we got stung.
And so you got stung.
Yeah,
and then the
several
whole
times.
So that your whole family had to pee on you, right? For the pee on the bee sting.
Yep,
that's how it works.
An octopus peed on me.
I did look that up because I was like, I've always heard that, and it's that's a total farce. You don't pee on a bee.
Peeing
sting.
Peeing on bee stings? Yeah. Of course, it's a farce.
Well, just in case you're wondering, a lot of people.
Whoever told whatever guy peed on you.
I was like, this is supposed
made
to help.
That up.
This is supposed to help with my common cough.
Yeah, I got stung in my mouth.
Yeah, a bee stung me in my tongue. Yeah.
I've got a little bit of a head cold. Are you sure this is what I need to fix? But yeah, I was stung as a kid, but it was. I remember it being super painful and hating it. Brett, how about you? Were you stung as a kid?
No, never.
You never had a bee sting?
I was successfully never stung.
Okay. Sorry. Well, unfortunately, you guys listen to this show. We're stung by our podcast. Ooh. And welcome to it. Thank you for listening and checking out another edition
of Happy Birthday, Clark.
Help. Yeah. Happy birthday, Clark, and happy birthday to you guys out there.
You got a piece of grease all over your hands.
You didn't have napkins. I wiped it off. But thank you guys for checking out another edition of the show. Now, Brett and Clark famously have a company called Blark, where they release a new product every single week.
What do we got, Brett?
What do you guys got cooking for us this week, Brett?
We got some good birthday stuff coming up for us. Right, Clark?
I have no idea, Brett.
Yeah, what do you got, Brett?
We have little pizza souffles.
Yeah, try to complete a sentence, Brett.
Oh, my God. I'm not that far.
All right, from there, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for checking it out. Look out for that new product and every other new product every week coming out. Thank you, Nalo. Thank you, Unis, for checking out for great music this week. And thank you, everybody. Reach out at notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. That is notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. We'll see you guys 1 week from now. I love you. We'll be right back.